Let's see. Wash, rinse, repeat. No, that's not quite it. How about rapture, blister, burn? That's it. That's the three-step title for the next show at Ensemble Theater of Cincinnati. And it is about coming clean. In fact, it involves a ton of soul-searching. Gina Gianfrido's script was a 2012 Pulitzer Prize finalist, and it's getting its regional premiere starting Wednesday. With me to talk about it is a member of the cast, actress Jen Joplin. Welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're playing a character named Gwen, who is married to Don, the one-time boyfriend of your college roommate, Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
A set of somewhat unlikely circumstances has brought the three of them together 20 years later. Catherine is a rock star academic. She publishes books. She's on TV talk shows. Don has settled into being kind of an unambitious college dean. And your character, Gwen, is a housewife who's raising the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Neither woman's very satisfied with her life. And they both find themselves wondering, well, what if? This leads to a lot of analysis when Catherine ends up leading a summer seminar on women, love, politics, media. And she has only two students, you and the former babysitter of your children, a young woman in her 20s named Avery. Oh, and Catherine's mother keeps wandering in and out with the martinis. So there's a lot of perspective from several generations of women in all of this. So that makes Rapture, Blister, Burn a kind of survey of 20th century feminism. Is that a good way to characterize this show?
I think it is an excellent way to characterize the show. But what I think is wonderful, it's not specifically a feminist view of life and the journey of a person. It's as much about Don's life and the journey of a person and the decisions made and the roads not taken as it is for any one of the four women in the show. So we do get to get really down and dirty with the ideals of feminism and where it has come and gone. But I think ultimately what it is really about is the choices you make, the ones that you don't, and when you watch the choice you didn't make walk right by you, how it kind of aches to see what you maybe could have had.
Yeah.
And what happens if you do get another shot at it?
And it's not a polemic from any particular perspective. In fact, it comes from like a whole lot of different directions.
Yeah.
And mixes it up in ways that some people might be surprised by, I'd say.
I think that you can safely say there will be some surprises in the evening. Yes.
Yeah. It's also a great feisty comic drama.
It is,
and
indeed.
I have to imagine that it's great fun to be acting in a show like this.
It is absolutely fantastic. And one of my favorite things so far is Charlie and Corinne, who play Don and Catherine and myself. That's a great threesome, mostly figuratively, a little bit literally with mm-hmm. the love triangle there. Mm-hmm. But Pat Linhart, who plays Alice, and Hannah Sawicki, who plays Avery, all five of us, there are moments that you kind of question who these people are and how they could do what they do. But ultimately, I love every one of them, and I really think that you'll be pulling for every person in this show, which is very rare. There's not a good guy and a bad guy.
No villains here.
No, exactly.
All very human people.
We're all very flawed.
Yeah. So you're playing Gwen, this housewife who really doesn't feel very fulfilled and thinks her life could have, should have been kind of different.
Mm-hmm.
What else do we need to know about her?
Well, it depends on when you ask her if, whether or not she's fulfilled, because she will stand very strongly by her choices until you really get her talking. As Don says at one point, she gave up drinking and took up talking. So she will let it spill forth at any given moment, and sometimes that will be in defense of the decisions she's made, and sometimes it will be her bearing all and admitting some of the things that she regrets.
Some of the issues in the show are around children, having children, living with children, and that sort of thing. And you and Corinne Amalenhoff are mm-hmm. playing these two characters. I know Corinne has a couple of children in real life. Do
yes,
you?
I do indeed. I've got a 5.5-year-old boy, Max. And I think with Corinne with two children and me with one and Charlie with three
yes.
doing an out-of-town gig,
yes.
we have some really interesting inspiration and material to bring to these roles.
You can resonate with those characters.
Exactly. And the idea of trying to balance it all and trying to have it all, where all three of us are trying to have artistic careers and a family yeah. and some day job thrown out in the middle of that as well, and not lose our spouses somewhere along the lines
yes.
as they juggle to help us make this happen. So
this is not, of course, to suggest that you are the characters that you're playing.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about Gwen as a character?
I really adore her. She's very proud of a lot that she's done, which is a lot of times covering for an ache and a void in her own life. And I feel like it represents beautifully what we all seem to have to deal with. If we're not alone right now, we will be someday. And what do we do on a personal level and on a societal level to make ourselves not just feel better, but feel like it all meant something? And she thinks that what she's doing, raising a family and keeping her husband in line, is the best thing that she can be doing. Now, when the doubts start to creep in, they creep in pretty fast and pretty hard.
At least at some moment she thinks that.
Exactly. So, yeah. But she's trying.
What do you think of Gina Gianfrido as a playwright? Have you been acquainted with her work at all previously?
I have been. I think my favorite thing is she's very conversational. From an acting standpoint, it's a joy to learn these lines and to speak these lines. It's not something that you have to try and figure out, why would I be saying that? Very easy. But on a larger scale, I love that she has followed in the footsteps of Wendy Wasserstein, and she is trying to not necessarily always write plays about women and their struggles, but about women. It is definitely giving women a voice, and very much like Wendy, giving women a voice within the male and female world. It's not isolating it. It's just letting everybody know our voice is as loud as everybody else's, and our struggle and our desires, our challenges are equal to those next to us.
It's been interesting to read. She wrote an essay that was, I believe, in the New York Times about this play and how much she had Wasserstein's The Heidi Chronicles in mind, mm-hmm. that play from 1989. And there does seem to be a lot. She says that it was not quite conscious on her part, although that was a play that she very much admired. But it is interesting. And that is a play about women making choices between or about career and family, right, and that sort of thing also. And some of this is, you know, well, here we are some 20 plus years later still struggling with some of those kind of choices.
Right. And kind of the idea that you fight so hard to get the right to do something. And then once you do, you go, is that what I wanted to do? Maybe it is.
Right.
Maybe it's not. Maybe you want somewhere in between.
Most of her plays have had men and women in them, but the women have tended to be the central characters. Mm-hmm. Her After Ashley, which came out in 2004, as well as Becky Shaw, which came out in 2008. They were both shows that premiered at the Humana Festival down mm-hmm. in Louisville. Both of them have very much revolve around female characters. Do you feel that she has a particularly sensitive touch with female characters? I mean, you're in a play now that is, as you say, Charlie is playing a character in Don, who is an interesting character, too. Mm-hmm. But it is ultimately about the women's perspectives on things. Is that a particular strength of hers?
Oh, absolutely. But as I said before, what I really admire is that it does not isolate the women from the men or the man in this play. Don is no less a fully fleshed out character than the women. But whereas any given play might be one or two women and six or seven men, this is more specifically about tracking, and not just the women's point of view, but the multi-generational point of view. And I think that she does a really beautiful job of being very realistic and very raw with women and men. That's what makes it beautiful. It is not a woman's piece. It is a human piece.
One could imagine that Don's character could simply have been a foil to the two women, and he is certainly a multifaceted character.
Yes.
Quite interesting in and of himself. I want to ask you about the title of the show, Rapture, Blister, Burn. I understand it's a lyric from a song by Hole, which is called Use Once and Destroy, which has some interesting implications to it. Does that play's title or the song tell us something about the story, do you think?
Well, I think we are still discussing what that means to each and every one of us. Mm-hmm. I will give you my basic take on it, but it's touched on in the play about both alcohol and love gives you a little window of everything seeming amazing so that you fall a little further into the person you've just met or the evening you're having out on the town. And I believe that that's the rapture. And once that passes, well, there's some healing to do usually based on the decisions or mistakes you've made. That might be the blister. And as anybody who joins us for the run of the show, you'll find out there's usually a burn to it as well, whether it's at the beginning, the middle, or the end, or all three.
Well, I'm sure that folks who attend at Ensemble Theater will be wanting to stay for all three phases of Rapture, Blister, Burn. It opens Wednesday, as I say, at Ensemble Theater Cincinnati and Over the Rhine. It's on stage through October 27th. For more information about the show and Ensemble Theater, you can go to WVXU.org. My guest this evening has been actress Jen Joplin, a member of the cast of Rapture, Blister, Burn. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much, Rick.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Pender.
I've looked at life from both sides now, been up and down, and still